Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. It's Wednesday, we're back for another episode of That's So Hun. Hopefully you've been enjoying the season so far. We've had some fabulous guests and a fabulous co-host still here.
I'm still here. I've still got the job.
You still got it. You're doing quite well.
I know. I'm doing really well. The polls have, like, you know, it's
like the Jenny Lech. It's like the Jenny Lech. Should Electra stay on the pod?
It is, and I'm still in office.
How's things going for you? Pride season, really busy at the moment.
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
She's booked and blessed.
Non-stop. Plane, bus, coach, bus, coach, bus, coach.
Coach.
I've got heavy eyes from my hair fever, so if I'm squinting at you... I'm not. It's just
you've just done a brow lift, haven't you?
I actually have.
Fabulous. So, Electra, it's busy, busy, booked and blessed season, Pride season, and so excited because this Saturday we've got our first Strongbow event of the year with the Takeabout Brunch in London. Tickets are on sale now. There's a few tickets left. If you do want to grab tickets for those, get yourself on to the link in the HunsNet bio, and you can get yourself a ticket for the brunch on Saturday. And it's about £15 plus a small booking fee, and you'll get a meal and a welcome drink as well. So you can't ask for better than that, can you?
You can't ask for more, to be honest with you.
You can't. And listen, this week's episode, I am like beside myself because they say you should never meet your idols, okay? And I'm hoping that today doesn't sort of make that promise come true, because I've met Kylie Minogue, lover, met Danny Minogue, they're my idols, but my most recent idol, who I absolutely have been obsessed with, and we've been obsessed with for the last year, is joining us on the podcast. Put your hands together, scream, cheer and shout, and welcome to That's So Hun. She goes by the name like Cher, Kylie, it's Diane! Diane, welcome to That's So Hun. This is like gay Christmas for me, because I can't believe our Di of Traitors fame is on the sofa and on this podcast. It's so exciting.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Just chatting very quickly about Danny Minogue. My dad was on stage with Danny Minogue.
When?
What? A dancer?
No, you've obviously never seen my dad dance. No. We were on Family of the Week many, many, many years ago on The Big Breakfast, and I wanted my dad to apply with me. I'm very close to my dad, and they wouldn't let dad apply because he didn't live in the same house. So the next year, they did a road show in our local town, and they just rang me up and said, would your dad come on an old age pensioners talent show? And I went, yes. And then I went to dad and I said, would you do this? And he went, well, what time do I have to be down at the front? That's down at the front in Bangor at the beach, McKee Clock. And I went, but it was about 5:30. And he went, I'm not doing that. And I went, no, you are. I've said you're going to be there.
No choice.
So he had to tell a joke. My daughter introduced him. And somebody sang like Al Jolson. And the mayoress sang with her dog. And my dad told the worst joke in the world. And I've told him, don't do this joke. There are hundreds of thousands of people. And when he'd finished, nobody clapped because they didn't realise he'd finished. So I'm like, yay! And then all the crowds cheered. But it was a fix because the mayoress and the dog never sang a note. Not one note. And she won.
The dog?
The mayoress with the dog.
That's
isn't
scandal.
That awful?
So the mayoress sang?
She sang. The dog was supposed to sing with her, like bark. And he didn't. Not one bark, not one sound.
My dad should have been
at least second, but nothing. Anyway, and Danny Minogue was there. She was the presenter.
Oh my God.
So she said to Lisa, bring up your dad.
Well, wow. And I can't believe this is like a vortex in my brain that we're chatting about Danny Minogue, who's one of my idols, with Diane, who is also one of my idols. This is just like, my mind is going to explode in a second. So Diane, I have got so many questions for you, because we were talking just before we went live on the pod, and I said that I managed to see a preview of the show, season two of The Traitors, before it went out. And as soon as I saw you and Sonia on stage, on screen, I was like, there are the meme queens. So what I want to know is, from how is your life, did it change like in an instant as soon as that episode went live? Because the Huns, the gays, the LGBTQ plus community has just put you up on this pedestal and we love you. How does that feel? Tell me about it.
Well, it's very flattering. I do think it's absolutely mental. And I'm still not even really sure why that this has happened. All the things that are on like online, mm-hmm. you know, like she's opinionated, she's fierce, she's this, that, and the other. They're all the things that have annoyed my kids throughout their lives, as I'm their mum. You know, so that just made it funny, really.
Yeah.
I don't take it, like, I'm not running around going, oh my God, I'm this amazing person. I'm still totally bemused by it all. Yeah. I think I'm still a bit in shock.
Mm.
But I love the way, when I was at Mighty Hoopla recently, people were coming up and just genuinely being very lovely and chatting. And I'm very okay with people coming up and asking for a photo or just to chat. Yeah. And I'll chat, you know, all day, any day. Yeah. I mean, I really like it. But what I'm quite shocked about, people can be quite nervous about coming up to me. For me, I wouldn't necessarily put anybody in a pedestal, so I don't necessarily chase after any celebrity. But I certainly wouldn't get nervous about meeting anybody. You know, I'm the ear of the Bay City Rulers, and my friends used to run after the van after a concert. I hadn't even been at the van. And I was like, really? You know, people are people and we're all the same. And it, you know, and if you want a photograph of somebody, just go up. Not to be intrusive.
Of course.
Just go up and it would be fine. Yeah. And don't ever get nervous.
I'm just so fascinated about like that one day you're at home and you're just doing normal things. And then the next day you're like instantly recognizable around the country. And that really fascinates me how that must feel.
I think because I didn't know this was going to happen. I know that. And to be fair, that is very naive of me because I hadn't watched the first series. I watched one episode and I don't necessarily follow reality stars or celebrities. I just didn't even think about it. And my whole idea was just to surprise the family by being on TV. And I mean, that honestly, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I thought that's what was going to happen. I'd pop on their TV screens and they go, oh my God, it's Mum. You know, because I'm a big believer in surprise parties for people. You know, I love surprises.
Quite a big party we've got going on here, Diane.
I know, but that was the sort of aim. So very, very few people knew about me. I mean, I'm sure you'll have heard, my husband only found out that I was on it because one of my interviews Bluetooth from my phone into the car while he was sitting there. So he heard about it that way. We didn't tell any of my family. Obviously, Ross was told halfway through. And I told one running friend, and obviously had to tell my hairdresser because, you know, this is expensive. Yes. And, you know, my roots and everything. And I told her the day before I went on. So my daughter was told halfway through, my husband had my phone texting, pretending to be me, and that's awful.
Scandal.
But I can't believe nobody realised, because he's a man of one word. I talk a lot, and he was just like, he didn't do anything personal, but if somebody said, are you free, he'd go, no. Not no sorry or hugs or anything, just no. So, and also my family live in Scotland, my eldest boy. So when anybody said, where are you going? I said, we're going to Scotland. So I never lied. And then my in-laws live in Inverness where it's filmed. So I said to my son, I'm going on top to Inverness. So no stage did I lie to anybody.
Just kind of was a bit flexible.
Yeah, just a little bit flexible. just, you know. But then my daughter found out, and then she told, because I said to my husband, look, you may have to make a judgment call. If she can't actually physically speak to me, she might get worried. So we can't have that. So just let her know. And then she told her hubby. And then it was him. He said to me, oh, I don't think you realize what you've done. I went, what? And he said, you might get a bit of a following. And I went, why? I said, I'm a white, heterosexual, Irish woman of an age. Really? And he went, yeah, but you're unapologetically you.
That's
what he said. And I was like, are most people not? No, they're not. They really aren't, Diane. Mm-hmm. And it was him that warned me, but even he has been shocked.
Yeah.
You know, the Mighty Hoopla thing, as you said, he saw that on video and he was going, oh my God.
The gays love you. The gays and the theys, they all love you. You're like the queen now. You're like royalty.
I think you put on your socials, I think it was recently, you put about, I think in the press they described you as mega hun Diane because your announcement of MasterChef. And I think you spoke to me and said, right, well, I don't really know what a hun is. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you why I think, and bear in mind that I didn't invent hun culture, I just celebrate it. But I think, so if we were to look at like what is a hun and what makes somebody a hun, I would compare you to like a soap matriarch, because like somebody who's on, you know, like Coronation Street or EastEnders, they've got a catchphrase, which you've got a catchphrase from the show, but Ross is. Yeah, of course. So you've got a catchphrase. You've got an iconic hairstyle. Yes. You are unapologetically yourself, you know, and that's what is authenticity. You're obviously up for a bit of a laugh. Mm. And to put the cherry on the top of the cake, you like rosé. I mean, this is rosé cider. Of course, this is sponsored by Strongbow today. But they do a rosé cider, and rosé fizzy rosé is the drink of huns. So you've kind of completed the bingo card of it, really. So that's why I think. Do you think the same, Electra?
Yes, I think I totally agree. You are. It's the hair. It's the like the hair. Definitely hun. Like you're just motherly as well. Yeah. I think you're mother hun.
And then in the coffin, I have to say, because everybody will say, oh my goodness, how did you feel in the coffin? How did your son feel and all this? And I know they want me to say, and they probably want Ross to say, oh my God, it was gutting, it was horrendous, it was stressful. Actually, we have a family of actors.
Yeah.
So it's like props and everything. But I did want to make some sort of communication with them, because we both knew towards
good
the
TV.
End,
that was
you
the,
know, that it was me, mm. you know, it was going to be me. As long as he was safe, then that I was fine with that. Mm-hmm. And then I relaxed into it. And also I said, oh, what'll I say? Well, if I said, I love you. One, we don't necessarily say that loads. We say it, but not constantly. Yeah. We're not a gushy family. We know it fiercely, but we don't anyway. And I said, if I go I love you, that would mean my mouth would have to open three times, so that would be more chance of being seen. Two, just in case he got upset, he wouldn't, but that, you know, I'm his mom.
You're
just
in an unfamiliar situation,
just
right?
In case. So I got to say bye. He thought I said Miles. He didn't even realize I'd said bye anyway. Then so the cast had to look away. And I am the contestants. I'm immediately taken out of that coffin and taken off into a car. And I mean immediately, because the staff, the crew, Studio Lambert were amazing.
Yeah.
Making sure all the time everybody's okay and mm-hmm. safe. And you know, are you all right? Da, da, da. I got a coffee and it was all right. I don't know why they didn't
coffee
give me
after
pink.
Coffin.
Yeah, well, they should have given me a pink rosé. But anyway, and they are fizzy rosé. And the next minute somebody came in and said, you know, do you want anything? And I said, no, no, it's fine. Just make sure Ross is, oh. And again, I hadn't expected that catch. And I actually knew he'd be okay. But I did get that. And then I calmed down. They didn't know. Yeah. And I calmed down, thought, look, don't be ridiculous, Diane. He will be absolutely fine. And of course he was fine, you know. And then I was buzzing. I was buzzing because I'd had such a good time.
Do you know what? You've just reminded me of something that I forgot off my hun bingo card. Because you're now connected to an iconic TV scene, like that TV scene of you being in that coffin, you know, for somebody like me who makes memes, you know, I could use that for years. And that's why I say that it's not going to die down, because in 2 years' time, there'll be a scenario that happens that has nothing to do with you being in that coffin. But I will find, and the other meme sites will find a reference to connect it to that. So that's why I'm saying, don't think you're going to shy away. It's not going to go away. Not on my watch, hun. Not on my watch.
Well, we'll see.
What's been your favourite sort of memes that you've seen?
Well, I was just thinking that while you were talking. Do you know the one that they did? Somebody took the Queen out walking away with Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Oh my! I've got that. I copied. I downloaded that.
you're into your fitness, aren't you?
Yeah.
So am I. I ran a marathon. I ran the London marathon. I knew I'd get it in the episode.
Yeah. I hope not in those heels.
In full drag, but not in heels. Yes.
Wow, well done you.
Stop. I mentioned the marathon.
It's a running joke on this podcast.
But you're into your fitness.
I don't think I could do a marathon.
Oh, you could. Anyone could do it.
I did 16 miles in March, long trail run. I love trail running. I know, but I don't know.
Just an extra.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I think, that's amazing.
Thank you so much. There's a person who ran the marathon and drank a glass of wine every mile.
Yeah.
You could do that with Rosa.
I would be flat on my back.
It was like
There's
a sample.
No way
like...
on this earth I could do that. Wow.
It's great though, isn't it?
I think everybody should be outside doing something, whether it's a walk or, you know, I belong to a running group and it's all ages and it supports mind. Yeah. Because the one thing about running, and I'm sure you feel the same way, don't you feel marvellous
you
when
do.
You've completed a run?
Not the marathon, my legs were killing.
Well, no,
but I've already
that.
Signed up to next year. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but it is
amazing.
Really good. It's really refreshing.
You just feel fab. And our running group has all ages, you know, from about sort of 30s to 80s. Something is the eldest and you can walk, run, it doesn't matter, it's for all abilities, and I just think get yourselves out there.
You've heard it from Diane's mouth, get yourself out there and get yourself on a run.
Yeah, definitely.
So Diane, it's just been announced that you're going to be appearing on another TV show. Crime Watch. No, I'm joking.
Oh God, they find out, did they?
MasterChef.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's probably come about after all of Ross's comments about my roast dinners. So all I'm going to say is met loads of lovely people, had a ball. You have to watch this space to see if Ross was correct or not.
Oh, I bet you're a good cook. I bet you'd like proper season your chicken. Like on a Sunday, but you put like all your little herbs on it.
Well, I will say I love entertaining. I absolutely love entertaining. But I'm also not averse to, if you're doing lasagna, throw in a jar of dolmio.
Oh, gotcha.
So do you know what I mean? If you're catering for those people. But I remember one time, I have said this to a few people now, I made a pavlova and I used my mum's recipe, but it didn't work. So it only rose about, I don't know, a centimetre. And I thought, oh my God, so I'll make another one. So after we'd finished the much better pavlova, this is back in Ireland because I don't think English people would just be as past remarkable. And I brought out the pavlova that hadn't worked. One of them said, that make a good frisbee. So they went out into my garden and played frisbee with it.
With your pavlova?
Yeah. There's no cream on it, don't worry about that.
Should have put cream on it.
But that's been funny.
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. So it's time to delve into the Hun archives and find out what is in this week's Hunstery box. So over to the gorgeous Electra Fence.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Diane. Are you ready? In this week's Hunstery box is... Oh, I can't get hit my nails. Sorry, one second.
It's not that heavy.
No, it's my nails. Oh, it's my acrylics.
They're probably heavy.
They are heavy. In this week's Hunstery box is... The Footballer's Wives, How to Be a Footballer's Wife book.
So... Diane's like, what the hell's going on here?
Do you know Footballers' Wives?
No.
No. So
That's okay.
So pass me over the book. Let me see it. So it's more just to highlight Footballers' Wives, because this is something which is huge in Hun culture. So this was a TV show which was on in, I think it was on 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. It really kind of defines the early noughties, where a lot of like this whole Hun culture thing has sort of found its roots. We love Footballers' Wives on Hun's Net. And if you've not yet got this book, You can get it from eBay, and there's great chapters in it. Like Jackie Pascoe, if you've watched the show, you'll know that she is a bit of a goer, so to say, but we love her. And she answers your problem pages.
What's a goer?
See me after class. Not for the podcast. Good time, gal. I'd say you're a bit of a goer. I'm a bit of a goer. Diana, would you consider yourself a bit of a goer?
Like a goer?
No, like a goer, like a good time gal.
Oh, yeah. I'm a goer. Yeah. I'm a goer.
So grab yourself the Footballer's Wives book and you can reminisce back to 2001, 2002, 2003 and live your best Footballer's Wife life with the How to Be a Footballer's Wife book. And if Zoe Lucker and Susie Amy are watching, still love your huns. So as you know, every week on the podcast, we ask our guest to bring something with them that they think is so hun. Because as you know, hun culture is, there's no Bible for it. You can have your own version of it. So every time our guests come on, we ask them to bring something that they think is so hun. So Diane, what have you brought with you to the podcast that you think is so hun?
Okay, so slight story about this.
Go on.
I was asked whilst I was in London, having left my home, packed and everything, if I would have an item with me. And I thought, oh my God, I'm here in London without an item. Uh-huh. So I panicked, texted my daughter this morning and said, I don't have an item. What I'm going to do? She said, don't be ridiculous. Look in your handbag, you'll find something.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, apparently this is very sort of hun culture-ish. So this is my... Basically, it's my gin book that I write down all the gins that I have drunk going through the alphabet. I didn't realise that was a hun thing to do. I thought most people did it. So I've got, for example, I've tried Agnes Arbor, Aviation, Aberfalls, Alnwick. And so it goes on. B's are full.
It's not just one per letter.
Oh, God, no, it's as many as I can get in.
And Diane says she's not a bit of a goer.
Yeah, but the hangovers don't make it a goer. So far I'm doing... Oh, I've got F, Feckin' Irish Gin. That is a real one, yep. £50, Fisher's Firkin. So, gee, I didn't realise I'd drunk so much. No eyes yet. So if anybody out there wants to come forward with some gins beginning with I... I'm so far doing okay. I've actually completed so far all of them apart from no Q's. I have no Q gins. Let me see. S T. Yep. U Unicorn Tears. Tried that. V is Violet Gin. W X. No X gins either. Now that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
Y York Gin and Z Zing Zealot's Heart and Zesty Orange, which is a Lytham Gin. There you go. And I also rate them as well as I go along. And I thought most people might consider doing that, but well, obviously
it's leopard print
not.
As well. So that's very, very hun.
Yeah.
It's leopard print, right?
Is it leopard print?
I think so.
Well, yeah, you could say.
It's animal print because animal print is the official colour of huns.
Well, so. Do you know how many dresses I've got with animal prints on them?
You should bring out your own gin.
That'd be good, but we're still thinking of fizzy rosé.
Yeah, definitely. Like Kylie.
Yeah.
Okay, it's news time, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we're going to be talking about the Euro fever. Are you footy? Are you a footy fan? Do you like the footy ball?
Well, I can run around and kick a ball, but I've no idea of the rules of football. But yeah, it's a sport. Everybody should be out.
It's a sport. Yeah.
So I've got a bit of beef with the Euros. Not the Euros in general, but just... this is just a message to the England fans, okay? I'm Welsh and I've lived in England for ages and I support... You know, I love it when England go far. I love it. Brilliant. And I'm there supporting. I was watching the match the other day, in fact. Loving it. What I want to warn the England fans about, though, is please don't steal any hun songs and turn them into football chants, because we nearly lost Hole Again by Atomic Kitten when they changed the words to the last time the Euros was on or the World Cup, mm-hmm. and they changed it to Southgate, you're the one, You still turn me on. Football's coming home again. You shouldn't touch a Tommy Kitten song.
I was so annoyed at that. It's like, they're stealing our songs. Yeah.
I thought about some different songs, actually, that they could do. Like, because obviously Harry Kane. So they'd be, I'm in the middle of a Kane reaction. Or Kane on me. Probably not that one. if you've got any suggestions for... If you've got any suggestions for any Hun hits that could be turned into England chants, then please drop us a note in the comments. So, as you know, on the podcast every week, we recap everything that we've spoken about and then we crown that So Hun for the week. And we celebrate that, and that is the thing that is So Hun for this week. So this week, we have spoken about surprise parties. Very Hun. We've spoken about being your authentic self. Very Hun. We've spoken about the Paddington Bear meme. Very Hun. Pavlova Frisbee and Dolmio in a lasagna. Very Hun. Diane's gin directory. Very Hun. And Hun football anthem. So, Electra, out of everything we've spoken about this week, what would you crown So Hun?
There are two that are really, really Hun to me.
Go on.
It's either the Pavlova.
Pavlova Frisbee.
Yeah, that is so camp. I don't know why, but I want to play it. And I think the gin book. I'm going to go with the gin book. The gin book is so Hun. That is so camp and so Hun. And like, you need to bring your own book out of gins.
Yes.
Diane's gin book in Waterstones or other bookstores. Yeah. I don't really go to bookstores. I just scroll.
I did try
TikTok.
And make one time because a friend of mine does a gin competition with his local bar. And you start off with a basic like a Gordon's and you add things to it. And I love cinnamon. So I tried mine, but my gin tasted a cough medicine. It was bloody awful. So I need to learn how to make gin first before I do that again.
Perhaps you just a spectator in the gin world. Not
maybe.
Which is totally fine. Diane, what would you crown So Hun? Now you know what a Hun is, or what, or my version or our version of a Hun is, what would you say has been the Hunniest thing we've spoken
I
about this
think
week?
Because I did tell you that I was on the hunt for false eyelashes, because I don't wear false eyelashes, but I thought because of what I'm doing later on today, false eyelashes would be great. So I have to say, I'm sitting looking at yours thinking, I want eyelashes like those.
These are natural.
Right. I love those eyelashes. That's what I've
just
been
a bit of serum, babes.
Yeah, yours look so good. No, I use glue on my eyelashes because my daughter got me them for Eurovision, and she'd gone into the shower. I covered my eyelashes in glue, and I said, "So how do you put these on?" You certainly don't put glue on your eyelashes. You put them on the false eyelashes, and then we lost one of them. And we still don't know where that eyelash went.
You'll find it. They stick everywhere.
So I've never managed false eyelashes.
Oh, I'll teach you.
So
there's a way of
yours
doing
look
them.
Amazing.
They're very heavy.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. So that's what I think is Hunnish.
Yeah. So we are throwing into the mix false eyelashes, which
there
I think.
There you go.
I am going to, I never normally like take the swoop on this, but I'm going to say we are crowning this week the gin directory, because that is the Hunniest thing that I've seen, like, probably in months.
It looks so delicate.
It's months. And it's
seen my writing.
I've got one more question. So the gin directory is going to take a bow this week and it's been crowned that So Hun. I've got one more question about it. You've got it in your handbag at all times, just in case a gin like pops out on you. Surprise! So
I've also got my playing cards in my handbag too, in case I meet somebody who wants to play cards.
Over a
you
bottle of gin.
You're making me look like a lunatic.
You look like a Hun.
Diane, when this episode goes out, your iconic status is going to rise. Honestly. Diane, genuinely, hand on heart, this has been one of my favourite hours that I've had in such a long time.
Oh, thank you.
It's an absolute honour to have you on.
I've loved being on.
I hope that you, all of the memes and things like that, I hope you take it really well, because it all comes from a place of
adoration. Listen, I have a good sense of humour, and if I can take the piss out of myself, everybody else
perfect.
Can. It's fine.
I'll send the memes in like for sanitisation from you there. From this, I'll be like, these are okay to post, Diane. I don't want to piss you off. So before we go, tell everybody what's going on in the world of Diane over the next year. I'm sure, like, obviously we know about MasterChef. Is there any other gosh you can tell us what's going on in the world?
Well, I'm going to be in a pantomime for My Sins in Blackpool in October, over half term. So Beauty and the Beast, I'm playing that well-known character, the evil enchantress.
Oh, yeah.
I've told them I can't act and I'm definitely not singing, but they still wanted me. So that's going on.
Have you been to Blackpool before?
Yeah, I taught there for many years.
I trained in Blackpool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, dance school.
So that's going on. That's one thing I can talk about. There is another thing coming up, which I still haven't decided about, so I don't think I'm... can talk about that, sadly. Sorry, I don't mean to tease.
No, I love
listen,
a
you peaked at, you peaked at Panto in Blackpool, hun.
You know, I have suggested that Ross and I do Race Across the World.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be the funniest thing in the world? Because we have no sense of direction. Oh my God, it would be hilarious.
And you can try gins along the way.
And I can try gins. I'm gins from different countries. I might even make all those letters then.
I think you're going to need a few more pages, actually, if you're going to go across the world.
Or a bigger directory, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, we wish you all the best. Thank you for the meme moments. And we find you absolutely hilarious. And
thank you.
It's genuinely, from like the both of us and all of the hands that follow us, we just love watching you do well. And it's just brilliant.
Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on. Join us next time on That's So Hun, where we've got another fabulous guest. We're going to be delving more and more deeper into the Hun culture phenomenon. But before we go, Electra, have you got an inspirational quote to leave us with this week to give some
Hun? I'm trying to remember it. I've been trying to remember it all episode.
She didn't.
So I forgot that one, but I'm going to give you another one. And it's just from the heart. If you ever feel lonely, have a gin book in your handbag, because you'll never feel lonely again.
No.
Everybody, go out and get a gin book, and we'll see you next time on That's So Hun.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you're following at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, Huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.